By now, you've likely heard of hantavirus after a viral cruise ship outbreak, but Washington researchers have been trying to catch up on studying it for years now.
I think because we don't have that many severe cases, it hasn't been highlighted as a priority.
2023 fieldwork done in southeastern Washington and parts of Idaho found 30% of rodents there showed signs of past infection of the C. nombre virus. 10% were actively infected.
That was a little bit surprising. It was a little bit more than we expected.
This species of hantavirus is mainly found in deer mice. Researchers say it can cause a deadly respiratory disease in humans, but has a key difference from other virus species.
Cases or severe cases are still rare, so the individual risk for people is still rare.
Unlike on the cruise ship, the C. nombre virus cannot spread between people. Researchers say human infections typically happen through rodent droppings or urine.
When that gets dry and mixed with, you know, the dust and people are cleaning up or removing that, they might inadvertently inhale it.
What's the biggest thing people should know?
It is very important that people realize that if they're going into an area that has a rodent infestation, when they're cleaning up, that they protect themselves.
Researchers are still trying to identify the rate at which people are being exposed locally and how often that exposure translates into disease.